In today's podcast, I will tell you about Queen Victoria. During this podcast, you will learn about her life while she ruled, what kind of ruler she was, whether or not people liked her or not, and what she accomplished during her ruling. So to begin, Queen Victoria was born on May 24, 1819 in Kingston Palace in London. Her father was Prince Edward, the Duke of Kent and Strathearn. He was married to Princess Victoria of Saxe-Coburg-Sheffield, who already had two children, but Queen Victoria was the only child of the Duke and the Duchess of Kent. At birth, Victoria was fifth in line for the throne. She was behind George, the Prince Regent, Frederick, the Duke of York, William, the Duke of Clarence, and Victoria's father, Edward, the Duke of Kent. Both the Prince Regent and Duke of York could and would not have children. The Duke of Clarence had a baby girl, but died on the same day it was born. So the only remaining was Edward, Victoria's father. But he died 2 months later, after Victoria was born. This now meant Victoria was fourth in line for the throne. The Duke of York died as well as the Prince Regent. And in 1830, the Duke of Clarence died, leaving Victoria to the throne for herself. So she became presumptive, which meant her mom would be there till Victoria wasn't a minor. On May 24th, the day 1837, she turned 18 and was named queen. While she was queen, she relied on the Prime Minister, Lord Melbourne, to give her advice on what to do. Her official coronation was on June 28, 1838, where over 400,000 visitors came to watch her be inducted. Queen Victoria was very unpopular up until 1839 due to a court case. After this court case, people started despising her, and she got irritated and was very mean to people. People disliked her so much that on May 24, 1842, a man named John Francis aimed a gun and shot at her, but the gun did not work, and he got away, but was later caught and killed by her. Her knights. And later, some things she accomplished were many different things that she ended up passing while being queen. She was also married, but was soon after widowed. Other than the passing on her laws, she lived a basic life. She didn't have very many accomplishments. And so in this podcast, I told you about Queen Victoria and just a couple of her most important parts of her life. You learned about her life, how and when she became the queen, and what kind of ruler she was, whether or not people liked her, and what she accomplished. That is all I have for you today, and thank you for listening to Jake's podcast.